Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're tackling something that I think you're really going to find interesting.
Yeah, this should be a fun one.
It's something that can really trip you up, especially if you're a language enthusiast.
Definitely.
We're talking about Dinglish, those German words that sound deceptively like English, but have completely different meanings. And we're not just going to scratch the surface with definitions.
No. Mm-hmm.
We're going deeper and exploring why these linguistic quirks even exist.
It's really fascinating how languages evolve like that.
Absolutely. So we've got this really interesting article here all about misleading German words. And let me tell you, some of these are real head scratchers.
I bet.
I mean, they really highlight how languages can take on a life of their own, you know?
For sure.
So let's just jump right in with a classic example. Handy.
Okay.
Now, if you're thinking like me, you probably think handy means like convenient or useful. Right?
Yeah, that's the English meaning.
Exactly. But in German, handy means something else entirely.
What does it mean?
It means a mobile phone.
Oh, wow.
You know, right? It's kind of mind-blowing.
So like if someone in Germany asks you if you have a handy...
Yeah, they're not asking for a screwdriver or a helpful neighbor.
They're asking for your phone.
Exactly. And you know what? It kind of makes sense when you think about it.
How so?
Well, mobile phones are like our go-to tools for everything these days, right?
Yeah, they're pretty essential.
So calling them handy actually highlights how practical and portable they are.
It's like the word evolved to fit a specific technological advancement.
Right. And it just goes to show you how languages borrow and adapt to express new concepts.
It's really amazing.
Okay, ready for another one? This one's a bit of a trip. Beamer.
Beamer, okay.
Now, before you start picturing Star Trek teleportation or a fancy BMW, in German, beamer just means a projector.
Oh, wow. That's way more down to earth.
Right. It's funny how the same word can have such different connotations in different cultures.
For sure.
Like you could say, I just got a new Beamer in English, and people would think you're bragging about a car.
Yeah, you'd be rolling in style.
But in German, it just means you got yourself a new projector for presentations or movie nights.
No big deal.
It really highlights how language reflects our values and perceptions.
Absolutely. What we consider high status or desirable is often embedded in the words we use.
All right, moving on to another interesting one, shooting.
Shooting! Okay.
So in German, adding ing to English verbs to create nouns is pretty common.
Interesting.
So instead of saying photo shoot, they might say photo shooting.
It's like they're applying their own grammatical rules to English words.
Exactly. And it can definitely lead to some comical misunderstandings.
Oh, I bet.
Like imagine trying to explain to your German friend that you're going to a shooting range.
Oh.
And they think you're off to some kind of photography event.
That could get awkward fast.
Yeah, context is definitely key in these situations.
It's a reminder that even though words may sound similar, their meanings can be worlds apart.
All right, brace yourselves for this last one. It's a real doozy, body bag.
Body bag. Okay, I'm intrigued.
I know what you're thinking, but hold on, because in German, this word simply means a fanny pack.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. It's a pretty stark contrast to the English meaning.
That's an understatement.
It seems like they just borrowed the English words for a small bag worn on the body.
Uh-huh.
And applied it to a specific type of bag.
But why wouldn't they use a German word for fanny pack?
I was wondering the same thing. I mean, every language has its own words for these everyday objects, right?
True. Maybe there wasn't a widely used German equivalent at the time.
Or maybe the English term sounded cooler or something.
It's possible.
It's really fascinating how these linguistic borrowings happen.
Yeah, you never know what words will jump from one language to another.
So what's the takeaway here for all of us language learners?
I think the big lesson is that Dinglish requires more than just memorizing vocabulary.
Yeah,
it's about understanding the cultural nuances and the historical context behind these words.
It's about seeing language as a living, breathing thing that's constantly evolving. So next time you come across a Dinglish word, don't just brush it off.
Yeah.
Take a moment to dig a little deeper. Explore its origins and think about the cultural forces that shaped its meaning.
You might be surprised at what you discover.
Absolutely. Well, that's our deep dive into the wacky world of Dinglish for today.
That's such a fun one.
If you enjoyed this linguistic adventure, be sure to tune in next time for another fascinating deep dive.
See you then.
Until then, keep those ears open and those minds curious.
And watch out for those tricky Dinglish words.
You never know where they might pop up.
They're everywhere.
All right, we'll catch you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.